Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. You know that sinking feeling when your team blows a lead in the final minutes? That's exactly how it feels when your website crashes during your biggest promotion. Or, for me, when I'm trying to post content after a big game. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about WordPress security or slow loading times? That's where Kinsta comes in. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Their lightning-fast load times can boost your site speed by up to 200%, and their human-only support team responds in minutes, not hours. Plus, if you're switching from another host, Kinsta offers unlimited free expert migrations. They'll handle everything without any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Are you ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good. And here we are in Washington.
It would have been a really fun Monday if the band was still playing on the main stage from 4 to 7. Sports reporters, me, you, Naki, after a win like that, Andy, alas, life moves on.
Yes, it does, yeah.
How'd you like that, though? Wow.
It was great.
In your life, I'd say, have you seen such a thing? But the answer is yes. You got to go way back, though, to maybe Drew Nicklaus against UNC Wilmington?
Yeah, that was 22 years ago.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because they had been the defending champions and they were on the verge of going out in the first round to a hyphenated school. And Drew Nicholas took the ball up the court and was pretty much falling out of bounds, threw it up. It went through and he just ran through the tunnel and into the locker room. It was crazy.
And as I recall, Gary made sure to stick around because he saw the referees start to huddle up near the scorer's table. This was before they could review every goddamn play under the sun, pardon my French. And he was there making sure they didn't fuck him by saying it didn't count. What a moment that was. I'm trying to think of the last real out of your seat moment for DC sports fans.
Wow. Prior to that.
The Bear game, obviously, with the Hail Mary with, you know, Jaden Daniels. But basketball-wise, a basketball, out of your seats. Not just a big win, Andy. Not just a clutch shot with a minute to go or 30 seconds. A literal out of your seat, game's over, holy shit, we just won the game.
Well, there was the premature celebration by John Wall when he won game six against the Celtics, but they had to play another one and they lost. So I remember he jumped up on the scorers table and, you know, celebrated like the Wizards won the championship.
Yeah. What a moment. So take me inside the Poland household because you sent me a photo of your granddaughter in her Maryland gear.
That's my grandson.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's your grandson. Do you have a granddaughter yet?
Yes, I do. She's 2.5.
Oh.
But this is her younger brother.
That's right.
Who's now coming up on 3 months. And so my daughters, you know, went to Wisconsin, and my son-in-law went to Maryland. So they decked him out in Badger gear the day before. That didn't go as well. So the next day, they put him in the Maryland outfit. And obviously, he was a good luck charm as they won last night.
So you watched the game with who? Your daughter?
No, I was home.
Oh, you were?
Did you not
want to gather for the game?
Nah, not really.
Did you have a bad feeling about it?
No, it's just that, you know, they live 10 minutes away and they have two little children. You know, they have
these would have been the bonding moments of jumping up and down, and you needed to set up a phone to record it. Come on, Andy.
Well, who knew it was going to have an ending like that?
Plus, sports. That's why you got to have gigabytes left of memory on your phone, my friend.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the Nicholas shot. So my son, Jeremy, at the time was 11, and he was a huge Maryland fan, and in his young sports life, had seen some great things. They had been to back-to-back Final Fours. They were defending champs. He wasn't used to the crushing blow of losing in the first round. So with about 2 minutes to go in the game, they were down, I don't know, 8-10 points. And he went to bed and was crying in his pillow. And then he heard the commotion in the house. And he comes down and goes, "What happened here? Oh, you missed it. It was unbelievable." So fast forward now 23 years, right? So he's now 22 years. So he's now 33 and he lives in Seattle. So, you know, things are different now and buying tickets and so forth. So the day of the game or the day before, he bought tickets.
That's fantastic.
He was there, and actually a couple of his buddies couldn't join him until the second game, till the Oregon game. So he was sitting there by himself, but he sensed, I guess, something was happening. So he had his phone recording, and I sent you it. I put it up on Instagram of the game-winning shot, and he was there to see it.
And what did I tell you on the text line, via text? I said, that's the stuff of life.
Yeah, it is. And it's nice to be in a position where you don't have kids yet. You have some disposable income and the time and the ability to do that.
And he went to go see it. Now he was way up there. But hey, it's still he was in the building though. And he got the asset and he got it horizontally, which really, Andy, it warms my heart, that he did that. That his generation, he's a Zoomer, right? Or no, he's a millennial. He's 30 now, right?
He's 33. He'll be 33.
33. Yeah. But he got the asset horizontally, and that warms my heart.
I'm glad to meet your approval.
Jeremy, because I know you tend to listen to your dad's appearances on the pod here. Booyakasha! Respect! Thank you for that. That is great. That is the stuff of life. So this has been quite a week for your Terps, Andy. Not only the win to get through to the Sweet 16, but one of the all-time, honestly, I've never seen it before. It kind of made me gasp in respect and shock. Power plays I've ever seen of Kevin Willard running Damon Evans, the AD, right out of town.
It was brutal. I mean, he filleted him like a salmon. Let's go back to Selection Sunday. So at that point, rumors were circulating that he was a top candidate for the Villanova job.
Willard.
And yeah, Kevin Willard. And so obviously he was asked about that. And his answer was, well, all I'm going to say about that is that Damon Evans, the athletic director, and I are on the same page. He hired me. We're in complete sync as to what we want to do. 4 days later, he knows he's going to be asked about it. Like, it's the third question of the news conference. And he says, oh, it took you three questions to get to that, huh? And then he launched into about 2 minutes of what he wants. And, oh, yeah, Damon Evans, he's on his way to SMU. So I don't know who I'm going to be negotiating with. Wow. But whoever it is, we got to have this. And then he airs some dirty laundry, which you never hear in these kind of things. He said, well, all we wanted to do was spend an extra day in New York because it was Christmas. And they told us they didn't have the money to do it. So that served two purposes. One, this is a cheap program. They got to get their act together if they want to keep me. And B, the guys I'm talking to about going to Maryland, if I go someplace else, you don't want to go to Maryland anyway because they're cheap. Right. Just follow me wherever I go.
Right.
Oh, man, that was so brutally
ballsy of him.
Yeah.
And but, at that point, Damon Evans was cooked. He couldn't not take the job. He was dead man walking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no U-turn there. And I don't know, you know, I don't even know how he can really stay at Maryland, to be honest with you.
Willard?
You know, yeah, unless the president panics. His name is Daryl Pines, I believe. And he's going to have to do it because they don't have an athletic director. And
Holy shit. So he's sitting there. And I've heard Willard say, look, I want to stay. Yeah. And I'm not being an asshole to be an asshole. I'm doing it because I want to control what I can control. Mm-hmm. And the money and the budgeting and the respect for basketball is paramount to him, obviously. So he's saying all the right things. But I agree. I wouldn't be shocked if once they're out, the offer from Villanova is just too good to say no to. He wants to keep talking like he wants to say to keep Villanova, you know, energized and up with their offer, right?
Right. And also, he's also looking at a football school. This is just the reality of being in the Big Ten that really isn't a football school. So, you know, he's kind of in a tough place at Maryland. And now, as I understand, there's supposed to be like a budget for athletics and some of it has to go to football and some of it has to go to basketball. And he's saying to himself and saying to the school, this is a basketball program where we can win the national championship. Your football program, when you have a good year, you go to the Mayo Bowl. OK, so I can go to Villanova, where they don't play big time football. They've won national championships and I'm the top dog there. So if you want to say, you know, football with a program that when it's good year wins eight games, that's your primary monetary focus. Well, I can head up the road to Philadelphia. Plus I coached at a city school for 12 years at Seton Hall. I'm used to that environment.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Do you think our friend Gary Williams is secretly grinning the biggest grin? Like, you fucking go, man. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he, as you know, had that celebrated, not celebrated, but that infamous battle with Debbie Yao. And it was Gary's plan to outlast her by a year, which he did.
Right.
So
Debbie Yao was the AD at the time, and she was all into football. Wanted to make her legacy on football. Approved a huge expansion of the upper deck at Byrd Stadium that has never been filled on a consistent basis. No. Except for when Ohio State comes to town or Michigan or somebody.
Right.
And exactly. and just did not give two shits about Gary because she didn't hire Gary. And mm-hmm. that she had no control. Everyone knew she would get no credit for what Gary did in basketball. And these right. ADs, like shitty middle managers, don't have no interest in anything they're not going to get credit for. And right. so therefore, she was an enemy to Gary Williams, which blew my mind at the time because I'm like, he's the reason they built Xfinity, mm-hmm. that they've got a nice new arena because the basketball team was not just good, it was great, and people were coming.
Yeah, do you remember the year Maryland was on the bubble and they had the media availability on Selection Sunday? They didn't get in. And so Gary starts talking to the reporters like, yeah, we're not going to go to the NIT.
We're not going to the NIT. And then he turns around and Debbie's already signed him up for it.
Yep. He gets, Gary, want to talk to you? Pull him over. Yeah, Debbie already agreed to have you play a home game for the NIT. So he comes back, and I guess he's able to control the steam that's about to come out of his ears. And he goes, well, I guess we're playing in the NIT.
What a week. So Florida, you're a heavy underdog. Florida looks like a damn unit. You like your chances, puncher's chance?
Look, all that's left are big-time schools. There are no Cinderellas left.
Right.
So, I mean, look,
there's no St. Peter's left.
No
Florida Gulf Coasts left.
Exactly. It's been 19 years since George Mason made the Final Four. So recognize that. They played a great game against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. If they can match that, they may have a chance. If they play like they did in this last game against Colorado State, I don't think they can win.
Yeah, I wouldn't say heavy underdogs. You're 6.5-point dogs. So
is that
solid.
All it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
so solid 10. Dogs right there. So speaking of the tournament, the fact that the there are only four conferences represented in the Sweet 16, which is the first time since the Sweet 16 became a thing in 74, 75, something like that, when they expanded the tournament. So this is the first time we've had as few as four conferences represented. And there's only one double-digit seed or one seed below a six even that is through. And people are bitching and moaning saying, oh, they've killed the mid-major. It's never coming back. I just got tired of the whining. While I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it, Andy, I don't want to hear the whining because you and I are old enough to remember when everything in sports was a lot shittier. We had ties in college football. We had the national champion decided by not one, not two, but three polls. The AP, the UPI, and what was the third one?
I thought it was just the two, and then
I swear there was a third one, but that was shitty back in the day. You couldn't watch a lot of things on TV. The tournament itself, you could get one game, whatever CBS showed you in the early rounds.
Remember the
whining, everybody.
Remember the year that Maryland and Georgetown played in the Sweet 16 and we didn't get the game until there was about 6 minutes left in the first half?
I thought it was they cut off half of the first half. Maryland and Georgetown hadn't played each other in years because Gary and Big John disagreed on who owed who the next date. Because John was like, well, we didn't play you on our home court. And Gary's like, fuck you, we played at US Air Arena. That's as close as it's going to get.
Yeah, well, it was 1993 when they arranged to get this game together. Gary was anxious to play Georgetown because he was trying to reestablish the program, and they gave Thompson his favorite thing, money,
sookie.
Yeah, he agreed to play the game, and Maryland won. And so they didn't play again until, 2001. So what is that, 8 years until they got back together? And, yeah, a lot of people were anxious to see that. But because there wasn't true TV and TBS and all the others that you could switch to, you were at the mercy of the switcher at CBS. And that's what we got, about 10 minutes of whatever else was going on.
The funny thing about people now overreacting to 1 year in which it was Chalky Chalkerson through the first two rounds is I remember the exact opposite arguments 2 years ago when Florida Atlantic and San Diego State made the Final Four because of what? NIL transfers. They were getting guys in because they were able to buy a player or two to put them over the top. And people said, wow, this is going to be the new thing. These mid-majors are going to be able to, you know, pluck a guy here, pluck a guy there, pay him a lot of money, and next thing you know, away they go. Well, now, which one do you believe? Which model do you believe it's going to be?
Well, what's happened now is it's gone the opposite direction. So the mid-major top player is getting a nice deal
to the big schools, right?
Yeah. But the Maryland point guard played at Belmont last year. Belmont. Yeah.
right. But at some point, I think it's going to even out just a bit. The other thing about, you know, Cinderellas, people say they want Cinderellas. They only want a Cinderella or maybe two deep down. It's like people say, oh, I love upsets. You don't want that many upsets. You still want the best teams. People want a little bit. It's like a relationship with a woman, Andy. They want a little bit of excitement, a little bit of unpredictability from their mate, but they really want a whole lot of stability from their mate. They want predictability. They want to know they're going to have a roof over their head and not some crazy man coming at them in the middle of the night. People want a splash of unpredictability, not every single day.
Well, the George Mason team that made the Final Four, and look, they beat Blue Bloods along the way. They beat North Carolina, they beat Michigan State, and in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four, they beat UConn, which had pros. But when they got to the Final Four, they played that Florida team, which won back-to-backs, and they got their doors blown off. I mean, it was not a competitive game. Do you want to see that in the Final Four? Maybe once in a while, but I don't think you want to see that every year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the absolute beastly matchups coming down the pike here. You know, potentially Auburn, Michigan State in the South final, potentially Florida, Arkansas, if they keep their shit together in the West, potentially Duke, Alabama in the East, run it back from last year. And then Houston, Tennessee is going to be epic if it happens in the Midwest. So look forward, people. Stop looking in the past and bitching about, oh, I hate this. I mean, Stephen A. Smith here. I'm looking at this right now. Stephen A. says, if this continues, it'll be the death of college basketball.
Yeah, I would question how many college basketball players Stephen A. Smith can name. I know he's, I know he's deep into the NBA, and you know he can tell you who LeBron is for sure. But other than that, I don't think he follows it that much.
No, he has no feel for college basketball. The only thing he has less feel for is the NFL, in my opinion. But yeah, I wouldn't take him at his word on this one. So college basketball is going to be just fine. It's going to be different. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop, you save.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week.
Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Now, let's talk UConn for a second. Speaking of gangsters, my former favorite gangster, Jim Calhoun, used to be unrepentant up there in stores about not a dime back when guys would question his salary. That's one thing. What Dan Hurley is doing now is completely two-faced. And I talked yesterday about the story of him saying, I hope they don't fuck you like they did us to Baylor, claiming the referees screwed him, which is laughable because we should show him the tape of Duke versus Maryland in the semis of the Final Four. Right?
Yeah, 2001. Right?
Yeah. If you want to see fuckery, I'll show you fuckery. But it gets worse because the UConn SID threatened to, quote, ruin the reporter's life if he didn't take the clip down. Here's the news report. Take a listen.
I hope they don't do that to you, man.
That's the video that's gone viral online of UConn head coach Dan Hurley voicing his displeasure with the referees and the Huskies' loss to the number one ranked Florida Gators. Charlotte Sports Live's own Joey Ellis took that video and then was confronted by UConn Director of Communications Bobby Mullen. Mullen asked for that video that had gone viral to be removed. He then threatened Joey, saying he would, quote, ruin his life if he didn't.
Oh, great.
This was heard by multiple other reporters and staff on hand. Our management asked Mullen for a statement on the incident, and here's what he said. The lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arm with the seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone a private comment made to members of another coaching staff, end quote. Charlotte Sports Live and Queen City News stand by Joey Ellis's reporting.
Yeah, good. What a dick that SID is.
Well, on top of that, after he calmed himself down, Hurley did this weepy interview with Tracy Wolfson about going out with honor.
Yeah,
they played hard, but that's not honorable, walking off the court and acting like a petulant six-year-old. I didn't even know about this SID, you know, playing the hitman on this. That is absolutely ridiculous. And I'll tell you something, if it were a high school player and the same situation occurred, the coach would go over to him and grab him by the ear and bring him into a room and said, hey, son, that's not how you behave. That's not how you lose. So you can't have it both ways there.
What happened to coaches preaching to their players? We don't let the referees decide the outcome of our games.
Right. And on top of that, you don't handle yourself as an adult in that situation. Like the Colorado State coach last night, after his team lost on the shot by Derek Queen, which some say was walking, he was asked about it. He said, well, you know, that's what the referee called, and they're not going to change it. They're a great team. We lost. Of course, he hightailed it to Minnesota minutes later to become the head coach. But on top of that,
so he's already gone. Colorado State's coach is already gone.
Yeah, he's in Minnesota now. That's how they go.
Win a game or two and then gone.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Hurley, in the 60 Minutes interview, said, you know, basically the way that you shake your head about college basketball now. Well, 50% of my players know that they're transferring, they know where they're going, and they know how much money they're getting. Well, the coaches obviously have done that too, because as soon as the buzzer sounds, they're putting pen to paper for another school.
Right. Well, maybe the best coach in the country, and I know that Hurley thinks he's that guy because he once screamed that to a referee back in Maui.
the best fucking coach in the game right now. How dare you call that? I think quietly one of the best guys out there, Chris Beard. Chris Beard has led Little Rock to its first tournament win in 30 years, got the job at Texas Tech, took him to the national title game, then went to Texas, had him as the number one team in the country when his wife went fucking crazy and accused him of assault when it was her going off the rails. He was eventually exonerated legally, but had been fired in the meantime. Now he's at Ole Miss. He's taken him to their second Sweet 16 ever. Chris Beard is getting it done right now.
Yeah, and he's a former Knight guy, which I think, you know, should have made him a candidate at Indiana. In fact, Pitino was pushing him for that. But they didn't want to touch him for maybe because of the, even though he was acquitted in the incident with his wife.
Right.
Maybe they didn't want that baggage. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those things. Let's talk baseball for a second. Have you seen the Nats' new City Connect uniform?
Yes. Now, let me say this. One, as you know, I'm not a big uniform guy.
No, you're not.
Number two, I'm not a big alternates guy. But in this case,
oh boy.
Oh my God, those look great.
Oh, Andy, no, no.
Yeah, I really like them.
Can I ask one simple question that I could not get an answer to after poring over several stories about the design elements of the so-called City Connect? Just a simple question. Ready?
Yeah.
Blue?
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing I don't like.
Fuck?
But
blue?
But,
I'm reading it going, okay, they're going to explain why a team that is red and white has this sort of aquamarine or sky blue as the main color for the jersey and the hat. And I'm reading and I'm looking and I'm reading and I'm looking and it doesn't say. There's no reason given. We are living in a day and age, Andy, in which if you want to make a team that's red-blue, if it'll sell jerseys, sure! Here's your blue Nationals! I mean, the dumbest, most shameless money grab ever.
Well, but they're not the only ones. Look, you can turn on a random NBA game, and you can see two teams in colors that you're totally unfamiliar with. And let me say this, Mr. Morning in Milwaukee. Sometimes I turn on a Bucks game. I don't know what team
Listen,
that is.
I hate the fact the Bucks have a blue jersey, which they claim is meant to signify the lake, Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a dark blue, like a dark navy, which is what Lake Michigan looks like. It's almost a sky blue, which there's no shade of that in actually Lake Michigan. I just think, look, and again, I am a jersey guy. I am a creative alternate guy. I kind of like the fact that they have a superimposed city or street layout Washington, D.C., the city grid, which, by the way, is not even a grid. It's all diagonals and shit. The Frenchman, the silly Frenchman who laid out Washington, D.C., did the worst job ever. Yes, Lafayette.
Do you know why? Do you understand
why?
Do you understand why they made the circles? His theory was if we were attacked, the circles would allow you to have quick evacuations. Now, that may have made sense.
Yes, by a horse and buggy.
In the 1820s or whatever it was designed. But in 2025, I've had a lifetime of, oh, man, we're stuck in this circle mess, and where do we go here? And people don't know how to change lanes, so yeah, that's the way it is.
Look, it's got a lot going to it. The underbill has a pattern. The cap has little cherry blossoms on it. Those cherry blossoms are blooming for literally 1 week a year, people. 1 week. It's got a mosaic detail representing the diverse makeup of Washington, D.C., an arm patch, the chest logos interlocking D.C., but it's blue! It's blue for no reason! They can't explain it! There's no historical reference to when the old senators were blue or nothing!
Well, they
nothing.
Did have...
Nothing!
The old senators did actually wear a blue cap. Back in the day. But,
navy blue, though.
Okay. But,
not
but
Carolina blue, which is what this would be.
It used to be that if you look at a picture from an NBA game and you see like the Celtics in green and the Knicks in white. Well, you knew that was in Madison Square Garden, the home white.
Right.
Now, sometimes they wear white at home. Sometimes they wear the color at home. It's bad. You just don't know. It's bad. But, you know, also I look at the Caps games, though. And the Caps, you know, for hockey had the same thing. You wore white at home and your colored jersey on the road. Well, since they've gone to the Rock the Red, that's really an incredible atmosphere. You've been there when the building is filled in red. It's really, I think, good.
They did. The NHL realized as marketing became an important thing in sports somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s, these marketing people were like, look, you're making your home team wear a bland white every night. Right. That's not good for anything. And for teams that have a bold color like the Caps, red, Rock the Red is a whole marketing campaign, and it looks more impressive. So you might as well have your home team wear colors and let the visitors roll on in with their road whites. Right. I can see both sides of it, although I didn't mind it before, because what was cool is if you went to a lot of Caps games like I did in high school with Andy Janowiak and his season tickets and his green Pontiac GTO that we stopped in Lanham to get Popeye's chicken before going to the game in Eagle parking, you got to see a lot of other teams in the NHL and their colors come through.
Yeah.
So in Toronto with their beautiful blue with the simple white maple leaf on the crest, oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
And the Bruins looked mean and black back in the day, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll end on this. I once said that Twitter, for those of us in the media biz, is like a loaded Uzi if you leave it on your nightstand. You've got to be very careful. You get up in a startle in the middle of the night, you grab that Twitter and you shoot it all over. You end up shooting yourself in the head. We had another one. We had one of the all-timers last week as Dan Bernstein, an icon on Chicago sports radio's landscape with the Score, ended up getting fired over a Twitter exchange about a fish, Andy. Mm-hmm. A fucking fish. I assume you saw the story.
Yeah, I mean, what you say about Twitter, you used to call it 140-character
resignation letter. No, I called it 140-character resignation letter. They then increased it to 280, and I said, well, you got more room to write your resignation from your job.
I usually quote you on the Rock fight, but there is, and I've gotten into these Twitter wars in the past, but you reach a point where it's going in a direction of, okay, I'm going to touch the third rail here. So before you do that, either you stop responding and let the troll think he's won, or you simply hit another button that blocks him or mutes him, and he's gone. But Bernstein had to have the last word.
So here's what happened, if you didn't know, hear the story. Bernstein, who's been combative before, he's also been unashamed about his political leanings, which are very liberal. And so he's gotten into it online with MAGA trolls and MAGA slugs and whatnot. He catches a fish. A fish in the early springtime waters of Illinois, this big old, looks like a northern pike, holds it up for Twitter with a picture and a big old a surprised smile on his face. And the Twitter troll says, nice conservationism to not let that fish back in the water look like it might have been pregnant with babies. And Bernstein goes, fuck you, asshole. It swam away like a torpedo. And the troll said, oh, yeah, with all that dried blood on its gills. Now, if you look at the picture, I don't even fish anymore, Andy. It's fucking dead fish. There was blood all through the gills. That fish didn't fucking swim away. But it's just a fish. And he didn't really commit any, violations of fish and game regulations. It was just he was being, you know, rapped for not being a careful steward of the environment. Whatever. So he then doesn't want to let it go. And he says, you want to fight? You picked a bad enemy, motherfucker. And the troll goes at him again. It ends up with Bernstein saying, I know where you live or something like that. And do you want your kids involved?
Yeah. That's it.
That was it. That was it right there. Well, the electrified third rail. The very next tweet from the troll was, hey, at FBI, this guy looks deranged. You might want to give him a look-see. And that was it. They took him off the air for a week, they said.
Yep.
And by the time the week was out, they're like, you're fired.
Right. And I look, he did it to himself. He had to win. You know, this is some guy on Twitter probably has 25 followers. And what does he have? 30,000, 50,000, whatever it is.
Maybe more. You know, and a lot of people had said he was becoming a bigger and bigger asshole all the time. I don't know if firing him is the right thing or not. I tend to want to lean the other way because, God forbid, that's me someday. Although, thankfully, I've really calmed down on Twitter a whole lot. That's why my motto on Twitter is, I ain't here to fight the internet today. I ain't here to fight the internet. I'm just going to give you a thought or two from time to time on sports. But, you know, holy shit, he needs some counseling. But to think of flushing a career over a fish, Andy.
Well, he just thought he had to be the bigger guy. You know, sometimes we all get in arguments, sometimes with our spouses, and we have to have the last word.
Who says do you want your kids involved?
I understand.
Over a fish.
But he had to have the last word. He wasn't going to let the troll have the last word. And so he sunk himself. I can't feel bad for him. You know, a guy's been around as long as he has. And yeah, I mean, you have to reach a point on Twitter where you go, okay, we're done. And I've seen like friends who have responded angrily to some guy who's got 6 followers. And I'll direct message them and I'll say, what are you doing here? You know, you're a big guy. You want to stoop down. And, you know, there used to be a saying in Texas, I don't stop to stomp on ants. And that's really what you're doing there. Just move on.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, ultimately I came to realize that the rocks that were thrown at me via Twitter or email or callers or texters, the ones that hurt the most were the ones that deep down I knew had the most truth to them.
Yeah, there is that.
Whenever somebody hits me with one that I really deep down know, like, yeah, they're fucking right about that. Yeah. It's like a rock right to the corner of the eye. You're like, ow! Fuck.
See, I never curse on Twitter either. So I'll never get that ramps up things quickly, too, when you do that. So I don't do that.
Yeah, you save all your conflicts for the bank line in Rockford.
Yeah, well, that was the golfer who was filling out his slips at the teller window. You know, that angered me.
All right, Andy, enjoy the Sweet 16. I'm in Vegas. If you need a bet down, even though everyone can bet everywhere all the time now, let me know.
Do you have a listener party like we had?
Nope.
No?
I got 8 good men. Including myself. That's it. We're starting over. We're starting over with Zay Vegas. I could not stand it up for the life of me for 3 years. And so we're starting with 8 and we'll build it back from there.
Okay. Playing some golf, having some good meals.
Yes, we got a couple nice dinners and playing some golf. And Vegas is extremely expensive now and they fucking nickel dime you every time you turn around. They charge for seats. Just to watch games. Yes. And you and I had one of the great moments ever. I still remember it fondly. You and I getting to interview Bobby Knight and Billy Packer was awesome.
At the same time. And I'll never forget Knight looking at me and saying about you, he doesn't listen. And I said to him, you're telling me?
You fucking sold me out so quick. No honor in you. You jumped on with Bobby Knight. He's like, well, maybe he can sit on that mic. It might sound better.
I know he wasn't going to Neil Reed me, but the feeling was there. He just intimidated the hell out of me.
I was just so happy we got to do that. That was really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, it was. Right.
All right, Andy, take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Zach. See ya.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.